Blog Talk Radio.
Monday for D&K Bible Break. Just wanted to let everybody know good evening, and hopefully you can hear me okay. Everything is good our way as we get started for our show. I'm flying solo this evening, and I may have some mic trouble, but right now I think we're good. So with that being said, good Monday to everyone. Hopefully you had a blessed weekend, and hopefully you had a good start to your week on today. I'm going to be solo today. Miss K is on her way back from Texas. She should be home probably any hour now. And we'll be back. We will not be on the air next Monday. We will be off. There will be no D&K Bible Break next Monday. Just FYI, celebrating the 4th of July, we're going to take the Monday off. But we'll definitely be back the following week, ready to go. So with that being said, we want to thank first and foremost the Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for blessing me, protecting me, saving me, waking me up this morning, giving me all the activities of my limbs. I also want to just thank him just for being him. So with that being said, want to thank my sponsors for Chaos Talk Radio, along with D&K Bible Break and all the other shows, Pepsi, Pizza Hut, Outback Steakhouse, Finish Line, Brentwood Publishing, and the Royal Caribbean, just for taking the time to sponsor us in our airtime, not just on today, but throughout Monday through Sunday, and whatever shows we have going on that they go out without a hitch. So we just want to say thank you. For those that sponsor us, and for those that be listening to us, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in London, whether you're in Nassau, Bahamas, we just want to say thank you. It's been a privilege to be able to fellowship with you guys with the word on not just on Mondays, but also throughout the week. I just want to say thank you for supporting us. And with that being said, I'm going to say a quick prayer, and we're going to jump right into the show tonight. I won't be long. I will try to make this as quick as possible. with that being said, I'm going to open us up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for giving us the strength, Father God, giving us the will to do your will, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you just continue to pray for me, pray for my family. Father God, protect them right now, Father God. Put a hedge around them, Father God. Father God, I ask you continue to strengthen me, Father God. Father God, I ask this anything that's in me that's not like you, I ask that you forgive me for it, Father God. Father God, for all my sins, knowing and unknowing. And Father God, give me the strength to divide your word the way you would have it brought out. And I ask these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So briefly, I've always taught this. I've always liked to give an analogy or a title before I get started. And I'm going to be no different today. I'm going to get in and get out. Some things that we want to look at today, just as being people who are trying to strive to see Jesus. And when you strive to see Jesus, it seems like we get distracted by a lot of things. When we're trying to see Jesus, when we're trying to put ourselves in a good place, it always seems like there's always something, someone, or something to stop us from doing the will of God. And there's no better place than right here I'm going. If you have your Bibles, I just want you to be here. It's very familiar. I've taught it 1,001 times, Luke 19:1-10. That's Luke 19:1-10. And we're going to look at Zacchaeus as he was trying to see Jesus. And when you're trying to see Jesus, when you're just trying to do the right thing, just trying to make an effort to move forward, I didn't say you had to be perfect to see Jesus or to know Jesus. You just want to know him. And I think we make mistakes by trying to think we have to stop doing this, stop doing that. I'm just saying we just want to know who Jesus is. And upon our request of knowing who he is, he already knows who we are. And the thing about he already knows us, he knows us before we was even born. Before we was even created, he knows who we are. There's a lot that I just said right there. I'm not going to get into that part of it, but he doesn't make any mistakes. But we do. And sometimes when we make mistakes after mistakes, sometimes the only person you can turn to is Jesus. So Luke, the 19th chapter, starting with the first verse, I'm going to read the first 10 verses. I may stop and comment on some of these verses, but just bear with me. And it says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, verse 2. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Verse 3. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him. Verse 6, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Verse 7, And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, half my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man come to seek and to save what was lost. Now, I want to go. There's a lot of stuff in there, and every time I read this or go over this, I always find more and more and more and more stuff. But I'm just going to focus on seeing Jesus. And it says in verse 3, and he sought to see Jesus for who he was and could not for the press, for he was little a statue. And the press was the people that was around Jesus. The press was the people who walked with Jesus on a day-in, day-out basis. And you already know off the top, he already had the 12 disciples walking with him, and he had crowds of people following him as well. And this man wanted to see Jesus, but he couldn't because of the people that was around Jesus. It's like when we go to church, we really can't get in a relationship with Jesus because of the people that are around, and they block you from seeing Jesus. And you really can't see him. And what we have to learn to do is, by any means necessary, we have to do what we have to do, like Zacchaeus did. He had to climb into a tree just to see him, to get a glimpse of him. And when you want to see Jesus, you're going to do whatever you need to do to see him. It doesn't matter what the crowd is saying, what the crowd is doing. You just want to see Jesus. Because when you make interest in seeing him, he'll make interest in seeing you. Out of all them people that was around Jesus, Jesus noticed him up in a sycamore tree because the man that was a sinner wanted to see him. And sometimes when we want to see Jesus, we allow the people that's supposed to be in the church, around the church, within the church, stop us because we feel like we're not adequate enough to see Jesus. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. We feel as if we're not holy enough, or when we because we smoke cigarettes, or because we drink, or because whatever the sin is. And he doesn't, at this point, when you want to see him, he's not worried about your sin. He's worried about your soul. So when you have an interest in seeing him, he's going to make an interest. He's going to make an effort to see you. And then when you meet, you can go to your house and explain what's going on and how can you stop living the life of a sinner. That's all Zacchaeus was trying to do. But before he could even see Jesus, people had already blocked to view him because they didn't feel he was worthy enough because of whatever the situation was, because he wasn't saved. And all I'm trying to tell people out there that's listening in radio land is, if you're trying to see Jesus, whatever you got going on doesn't really matter. Your main goal is to see Jesus. And when you see him, he's going to see you. And that's when the change is going to happen. It may not happen overnight. It may happen overnight. I'm not saying that it will. I'm not saying that it won't. For some, it do. But all he wanted to do was see Jesus. And when he saw Jesus and Jesus saw him, Jesus told him to come down. I'm going to your house. See, it didn't tell the man we were going to church, we were going to the synagogue. He told the man, I'm going to go to your house. Because Jesus wanted him to be comfortable so he could make his confession. Sometimes we can't talk to Jesus when we're in church because everybody's looking at us. And you know how people get in church, they look at us like they ain't never seen no sin before, like they ain't never heard a curse word before. They haven't seen no one drink alcohol before. They haven't heard no one curse before. And that's why Jesus had to get him comfortable and away from the people, because the people will try to judge you by what you're doing. All Jesus is concerned is trying to clean you up, and he's trying to get a relationship with you. And once you get that relationship with Jesus, he will start cleaning you up. It has nothing to do with the people. The disciples didn't go with Jesus. None of the other people went to Jesus. They started murmuring, gossiping that Jesus was going to the house of a sinner. And when Jesus got into the house of the sinner, the man made his own confession. He was telling, if whatever I've done, I will fix it. And Jesus told him, salvation has come into your house today. He didn't have to do no hocus pocus, turn himself around. He accepted Christ. He saw Christ. He accepted Christ. And Christ begin to change him. And this is what we have to do as Christians. We have to let Christ come to our house. What should I mean by that is, let him accept it into your heart. And when you get accepted into your heart, you can you'll be able to start to have the change on the inside. It doesn't happen on the outside. It happens on the inside. And sometimes you got to break away from church folks who's trying to tell you to do this and do this and do that. I'm going to tell you today, the very simple thing, all you got to do is confess to Jesus. First, you got to seek him out. And once you seek him, he's going to seek you out. Then you accept him. And once you accept him, change is going to start to happen. If you smoke cigarettes, you may continue to smoke cigarettes. If you're doing something that God, he will clean you up in his time. Not your time, not my time, not the church time, but he will clean you up if you're looking for him. Zacchaeus was looking to see Jesus. He was looking to find Jesus. He was looking to know Jesus. He didn't want the policies of the church or the people around him. He wanted to see Jesus. And when you want to see Jesus, Jesus will see you. And that's, you know, one of the things I want you guys to remember. And it says in verse 6, and he made haste and came down, and he received him joyfully. And I'm going to talk to the church people. When he came down from the tree, Jesus accepted that man before he said any confession, before he said anything. Jesus accepted him joyfully. The reason he accepted him joyfully, because the man, the sinner, wanted to see Jesus. And because he wanted to see Jesus, it was a joyful embrace. It was a joyful time because Jesus knew that this man was about seeing him. Not for everybody else, not for a show, not for, he just wanted to see Jesus. And when he received him, he went to his house. And this is, look here, in verse 7. And when he saw it, they murmured. And when they saw it, this is verse 7, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he had gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. See, the crowd didn't like Jesus hanging out with this man because they had gotten caught being religion. They gotten caught being stuck on self. They got caught, and it was all about them and not what they were supposed to be doing, saving souls. This man wanted to see Jesus. I can only imagine how many people go to church Sunday after Sunday and want to see Jesus but can't see Jesus because they're being blocked by the people that are around Jesus, pretending to have a relationship with Jesus. So once you understand and you get in your mind and in your spirit that you want to see him, he's going to see you right for where you're at. Let me move on. Verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto him, Lord, behold, the half my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to the house, for much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. So after the man sees Jesus, he makes a confession with him. He's going to accept him. And once he accepts him, he will get Christ. Hey, I'm sorry. So when we see Jesus, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. Once you accepted him, you see him, you get around the press or the phony people, the church people, and you can have your relationship. You can keep it moving. And once you keep it moving, you have that personal relationship. It's between you and him. And that's one of the things I like about serving Christ. It doesn't matter what anybody says. Long as I know and he knows, it really doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what anybody else try to do. You can be your own sort of boss. I'm not saying you don't need teaching, but you have to listen and be led by the Spirit. And once you have a relationship, the Lord will lead and guide you to who you should talk to, who you should fellowship with, who you should pray with. You just can't just be around anybody because you saw the people that was around Jesus was trying to block him. But if you listen to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit told Zacchaeus to go up into a tree because if you have an interest in seeing him, he'll have an interest in seeing you. And then that's how that relationship starts. And that relationship only can be grown if you stay in the Word of God, if you continue to do what the Lord would have you to do. And the best way to do that is just read your Bible, study, and pray. Read your Bible, study, and pray. You can't always listen to everybody because everybody else is not going to do what you want to be done. But at the same time, if you continue to seek Jesus, you cannot go wrong. And this is what the sinner man did. He sought to see Jesus. And when he sought to see Jesus, Jesus saw him. Jesus was walking with him every step of the way after the fact because he had an interest in seeing Jesus. We all are born into sin. We're born sinners. And at some point, we have to confess Jesus. And once you start to confess Jesus, Jesus becomes alive in you. You just have to stop listening to people, stop listening to religions, and do what the Lord is telling you to do. Some things you'll get right away, some things you're going to struggle with. That all depends on how much you want to turn over to Christ. I've seen people... sorry about that. I saw a lot of people who gets delivered right then and there. And then some people who take some time. I'm still working on things. I've been saved almost 40 years. I'm still working on things. I don't have it all together yet. But there's some things he has done for me instantly. Some things it took some time. You have to allow your relationship with Christ to develop by continuing to seek him. Don't seek him one time and stop. You have to do this on a day in, day out basis. And if you can do that, then you would have salvation. You would be victorious. You can do all things through Christ. That's when the scriptures start to come alive, is once you seek him. Because you seek him, he's going to seek you. And then there's going to be a meeting. And then you have to continue your own relationship. I can't base my relationship based upon what the church is doing. I can't base my relationship based upon what other people are doing. I have to base my relationship on what Jesus is telling me to do. Now, I know I'm a little long-winded sometimes, but I think I made my point. And not only did I make my point, I think you get an understanding of what I'm trying to say. If you seek Jesus, he will seek you. When you're seeking Jesus, and like the sinner did, confess his faults. And when you confess your faults, Jesus will become alive right then, right there. And you can have that one-on-one relationship with him. And he can lead and guide you. He will convict you. He will tell you what not to do and what to do. And stop listening to these phony preachers and teachers and people who think they got it together. Because if they had it together, if all them disciples, the people who was around Jesus, they would have saw this man standing, had to climb up a tree. They would have told him to come on, we'll take you right to Jesus. None of them never offered that. They were so caught up in sin. They didn't want to see Jesus. They didn't want him to see Jesus. And the fact of the matter, I don't even think they even knew who Jesus was at that time. They were just following a man that's doing miracles. That's just my opinion, but that's just what they do today. Follow Jesus just to see what's going on, being nosy. And nosiness will get you nowhere. But when you have a relationship, it will take you places that no man can take you. It would open doors that no man can open but Jesus. When you're looking for a job and you ain't qualified for it, but you get it anyway, that's because you were seeking Jesus. It has nothing to do with luck. When your body got healed, it had nothing to do with the doctors or the medicine. It was Jesus because you were looking for him to do something. And sometimes he'll do stuff when you ain't even looking for it. And that's when you got the favor of the Lord on you. So if you understand what I'm saying, if you never accepted him, if you never confessed to him, tonight will be a good night to do it. All you got to do is say, Father, save me, and I need you. And then he will come into your life. It's just that simple. You ain't got to do no hocus pocus. You ain't got to do all this or all that. All you got to do is confess that you are a sinner. And you have to believe what he did on Calvary's cross. He got up on the third day with all power in his hands. And upon your confession, you will be saved. It's just that simple. And that's found in Romans 10:9. And or you can just call upon the Lord and be saved. Just call upon him. And then you can start running this race with him, leading you, guiding you, and telling you which way to go. But if you see in this scripture in Luke, the 19th chapter, 1 through 10, no one tried to help that man. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes people, even people in the church, will not try to help you. They will lead you to climb into a tree. But the thing about it is, the man had enough sense to climb into a tree to see Jesus. He had enough sense to do that. That's all I got for you. That's all I got for you. I just want to see Jesus. That's the title. That's the message. And I think that you got the point that I was trying to get through on tonight. Join us again tomorrow night, Praise Tabernacle Bible Study at 7 p.m. Same online station at www.blogtalkradio.chaostalkwithderekoliver. Or call 845-277-9094 to listen to us on the phone lines for Bible study for Praise Tabernacle. Also on Thursday night, you have Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries, and same website, same phone number, but they'll be on Facebook Live on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville. That's how you get to them on Facebook Live, on Thursday at 7 p.m. And then PTC, Praise Tabernacle Church, Sunday morning praise and worship service is on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on Sunday, every Sunday morning. And you can, same website, same phone number, same Face Station page or Facebook Live, Praise Tabernacle Church Lawrenceville, and you can see them live right there on Facebook. Also, on Wednesdays, you have Elder Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Also, on Sundays, you have Elder Bazaar every Sunday at 5 p.m. Sundays at 5 p.m., Watchman on the Wall on Sundays at 5 p.m. and every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Also, you have the Overseer, Timothy Jackson, on every Saturday, Spiritual Sense of Life, every Saturday at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And those are all the shows we got going on Wednesday. We have a new show called Vent Break every Wednesday morning at 8 p.m. With Sister Vanessa. She comes on and gives an inspirational word for about 30 minutes every Wednesday morning at 8 p.m. So check her out as well. But with everything that I said, I just wanted everyone to be blessed. Hopefully you was blessed by this word. I said we're going to get us out of here early, and I'm coming up on 7:30. Pray for my wife as she's on her way back from the airport for traveling mercies, and also continue to pray for all the sick in our family and your families and all the ones that may not be feeling well right now. Also, we're going to keep in prayer for all families, that we stay strong, we stay together, and we can do this thing as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus. Also, we're going to pray for, you know, my bishop, his family, not just my bishop, for all pastors and leaders of churches from all over the country, all over the world, strengthen your pastor, you know, make sure that they are being restored and that you're being a blessing to them as they've been a blessing to you by giving you the word and being a good disciple for you and being there for you and your family. So make sure you pray for your pastors and your and their wives. And with that being said, I'm going to pray us out of here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for the word that was brought out. We just want to say that you continue. We want to just thank you, Father God. And Father God, just make us hearers of your word, not just doers of your word. Father God, if there's anyone out there that's confessing to see you for the first time, I just ask that you continue to touch their hearts, Father God. Lead them in a way that you can lead them. Father God, also just continue to touch each and every one, Father God, that helps put this program on, all my engineers, all my sponsors, all the people who help me do what we need to do. And Father God, we ask these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.